Begin the Karan Dab sets even the Chavches. We begin on the days. We begin the Tuesday Masses. That begins. Whereas the Gemara, Rishayim Shlahayim Pilpon, the early ones that they didn't have pepper. Rishayim explains. Then why isn't pepper Chayim Maisus? Because the Gemara brought that the seeds of the Gargar Chayim Maisus. The Gemara says, what's it usable for? Rabbi Yechon said the early generations didn't have pepper, so they would grind it and they would dip the roast into that. So Taisa says, Hikshar Rabbi Shimon Imkain. If that's the case, let's follow the logic. Ma'itam and now for that reason itself, Pilpon Chayim Maisus. So pepper should also be Chayim Maisus because that's what you dip the roast in now that we have Pilpon. Then, if that's the case, the Metama Tumas Eichlin then should have Tumas of Eichlin. Why? Because the Haba Hatai, because each one is dependent on one of the other. Because the Amen Perak Basim, like the Basim, needed of Nomnim Beis, that they're dependent on one of the other. Now, that any food that's Chayv Meis is Metama Tumas Eichlin. Now, the problem is that. But the Bahasim B'Gemar Ma'isi, the Gemara brings up there, the Nimnu B'Gemar, they counted and they came to the conclusion, Shein Pepon Metama Tumas Eichel. The pepper does not have Tumas Eichel. But why does it not have Tumas Eichel? We're saying it's Chayv Ma'iser, as we just proved, because the reason why the Zarei Garga is Chayv Ma'iser is because you dip the roast in it, and Pepon is what we use today. And that's the same what you could say is the Hadi Garga Chayv Ma'iser, this the Garga is Chayv Ma'iser, Lav Mishum Nimet Film, it's not because they dip the roast in it. It's only because when they grind it, it's fit to eat it as it is, even without the roast. It's just not normal. That wasn't the norm to grind it to eat it as it is, only to dip it in. Therefore, the Gemara said the early ones used to grind it to dip the roast in. But the truth is, even if they didn't dip it in, it would be chayv ma'aser because even after you grind it, it's fit to eat by itself. Apalm and conjured by pepper, gam ki nishkaku, even when it's grinded, lechazim, and now it's not fit by itself, it's very sharp, you don't need pepper like that. And therefore, between the ma'aser, they're going to be exempt from ma'aser just being dipped into. It's not sufficient. It has to be that it can be eaten by itself, which the Zer HaGarga has it, but the apalm does not have that. The next test of the begins with the Gemara, Vahai Lav Gemar Peru. This is not the final product. So the Gemara said that we don't make a hadama on the chaziz, on the shachas, rather shaka, because it's not finished yet. So Taisa explains, he says, kishos v'chaziz mabarach nebar b'adama. He said, haps and chaziz you do make a bar b'adama. So Taisa explains, because ho'kimno b'dgununisa. We explained that it's the garden variety, which actually does not make any grain out of that. And therefore that's actually eaten, to be eaten as a soft vegetable, and therefore actually as shachas, as chazes, it actually is the Gemara Peri, and therefore he says it's going to be buried Pe'adama. The next test, the master begins with the Gemara Kur, hearts upon, Nikol because Meiser can be purchased with Meiser Sheni funds. But it does not have Tumas Eichel. Tais explains the reason for the difference, that which Tais is bothered. Tais says, same, it's a wonder, the Pegbus, and the Gemara needed to have no Nalfan base, Parach asks. Gabi Koish, Vachimum, Varesh, Besam, all these different types of spices, which can be purchased with Meiser Sheni funds, but it does not have Tumas Eichel. The Gemara there asks, wait a second. If it can be purchased with Meisa Shani funds, obviously it's a food. Then on top of the Meisa should have a ton of food items. Matzik, the Gemara concludes over there. You're right. The Nimna Begum, they counted and they concluded. You're right. They cannot buy it with Meisa Shani funds. And therefore, it's not going to be Meisa Shani funds. So you see, obviously, that one's dependent on the other. So whatever could be purchased with Meisa Shani funds should have Meisa Shani funds. The problem is, well, Huntington here, our Gemara teaches the Kurnik because of Meisa that Kaharts Abam could be purchased with Meisa Shani funds. The Imitam of the Meisa Shani does not have Meisa Shani funds. That's the taste of the Yeshua, you can say, is the following principle. You're right, most definitely over there, as the Gemara was saying, that by the spices, that if it would be fit to eat, it would be a food item. So, then for sure it would have Tumas Eichel, because it would be included in whatever food item that could be eaten has Tumas Eichel. Therefore, it's making one dependent on the other. But over here, currently mikri Eichel, hearts upon not considered a food item. Why not? Given the several actions, end up becoming hard like a branch. But like nothing did like back at the Kura, no one plants a palm tree for the intention of eating the hearts of palm. Now, Mekamakam Nikach Bekesa Maisa still can be purchased by Zashani Fund because the Hashdurach, because right now it's 12,500 premium pre, it's a derivative from a derivative, which is the criterion for purchasing with Zashani Funds, Afakam Playable Eichel, although it's not an Eichel. Then they was putting it together was because if it's an Eichel of Kesa Maisa, then it's going to have Thomas Eichel. Here it's being purchased with Kesa Maisa, not because it's an Eichel, but simply because it's a premium pre, and therefore it's not necessarily going to be. As we're saying, it's not going to have Tumas Eichel. The next test of the begin the woods of the royal mask on the or since it can be fixed by putting it on the fire. Tries to explain the difference between hearth of palm and immature dates. Because the Gemara brings that the immature dates, the kafni is are going to have Tumas Eichel, because you could sweeten it by the fire. Which Tracy explains, he says, now, Bakur, The hearts of palm, avagav the chazer de shlika betigun. What do you mean? They're also, it could be fit to be eaten by stewing it and by frying it, and yet still limit tamei tumas ha'ichlin. Still not going to have tumas ha'ichlin. Why is it any different? So it's tasting mishum dehavi ke'itz ba'alma, because it's like a piece of wood. Ela the chazer de shlika. It's just that yeah, you can make it edible by stewing it for a long time, but that's kama erdi b'samach. That's like a piece of leather, a hide of an animal that the gemara brings shortly. There's not going to have tumas ha'ichlin. Although, yes, if you do shlikas, you have tumas eichon. Aval hacha encounters over here by the kafni is the bekal yochel matzkin. Very easily, it could be sweetened and be edible. So chasho eichon is considered a food item. The avkoy the mitok, even before it's sweetened, mitam tumas eichon, tumas eichon. But in regards to hearts of palm, before it's stewed, it's not a food item, and it's a lot much longer, larger process. And therefore, not yet tumas eichon until one actually goes ahead and does that, like the ur, and then what happens tumas eichon? The next is vazda begins with gemara zebezel leptur. And actually, both are exempt. Remember, some say zeb zelachim. Some say both are actually obligated. What's the zeb zeb? Because the Brisa said that the bitter almonds, when they're small, chayv ma'aser. When they're big, they're already bitter. They're exempt. When they're sweet, when they're small, they're not mature yet. Then they're potter. When they're big, then they can be chayv. Then the Brisa brought Shimon Rav Yosi in the name of his father that both are potter, and some say both are chayv. So this explains. Amarim gedem akitamka. It's going on the bitter ones that zeb zeb, whether they're big or small, that. That's where we're saying this halacha. That there's no difference if it's big or small, whether to be pot or chayv. Because as Taisa explains, don't say that's going on when they're small, that whether they're marm, whether they're bitter or sweet, that then it's going to be considered this halacha, whether or it's going to be potter. Because you can't say that because in most of the texts it says, according to when the holds are both oh, what are the big ones fit for? What do you mean? A big bitter almond, it's not useful for anything. Now, if you're going to say that it means to say that Bezebezah going in the qualification of a ketanim, saying that in the ketanim, whether they're bitter or sweet, that it's going to be either both chayv or both butter, then what are you asking regarding ketanim? We're talking about the ketanim. Obviously, they were talking about the marim and the zebezez. One's the bitter, one is the ketanim, one's the gedalim, and that's what the gemara has over there. That regarding the gedalim, what are they fit for? What do you mean? It's bitter, and therefore why should it be chayef? To next is master begins with the gemara. Ikav benayim bracha. The difference between them is the bracha. Try to explain what the machlekes is, because the Bryce had said that the hearts of palm could be purchased with meiser, but it's not going to masayich. Pewda says, oh, the hearts of palm is like a piece of wood. It's just going to be purchased with kesem ma'isa. Well, that's the same thing that the Tanna Kamma said. So the Gemara explains the difference between them is the bracha. Shaysa explains. The Tanna Kamma, according to Tanna Kamma, you would make a hadama because it's edible. According to Behudu, he says like a piece of wood, although you're enjoying it, but you can make a shahakal because it's like a piece of wood. Now, that explains the place of Avgav, the bracha, mikri pri, and although the Tanna Kamma holds regarding the bracha, it's considered pri, and you make bari pri hadama. But still, as we're saying, for everything else, let's say we're going to Masechon, it's not going to be considered as a food item to get to Masechon, because ultimately it is going to become hard, and you don't plant a tree for that, and therefore that's why you're not going to have to Masechon, in spite of the fact that right now, when one's eating the hearts of palm, one will make a Bayi Pri Adama.